Hey, everyone. It's Steve Durr. I'm here with...
The other Steve.
Steve Thompson. Tomps, for short. We're here for the 2 Corinthians devotional podcast panel. And today, we had some of our panel guests we were trying to bring into the studio. That kind of fell through. And so... we've got a special guest for you in just a little bit.
That's really always available.
It's always available, yep. Right at the touch of a button.
Yep, it's not the Holy Spirit.
Nope.
Holy Spirit is available, but...
It's the Reverend ChatGPT.
Yes, and Dr. Reverend.
Yes, and it's a she, because that's the voice I put with my ChatGPT.
You get to choose the voice of ChatGPT,
right.
And your voice is named Sky.
Yes, that's from my phone. Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's kind of a trusting voice.
Yeah.
So I listen.
Authoritative.
And I don't, yeah, and I never question it.
Easy
I
just on do the exactly ears.
What it says. I'm just joking. So today we are using ChatGPT as our guest today. And so why don't we explain what that is, first of all?
What ChatGPT is?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're talking about AI, artificial intelligence.
Yes.
Yeah. And basically this is, I don't know what it is. How do you describe it?
What exactly are you?
I'm an AI developed by OpenAI, designed to assist with a wide range of questions and tasks. You can ask me for information, advice on various topics, help with creative projects, and more. How can I assist you today?
So basically a digital assistant is how Sky wants to position herself.
Right, right. Digital assistant. So that's kind of, you know, taken the world by storm, people using it as a tool.
Yeah, you've used the art side of
right.
AI.
Yes. And in fact, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask it to come up with artwork for 2 Corinthians chapter 10 today.
Oh.
And based on that,
we're going to put Brad out of a job.
I'll have that picture posted on Facebook tomorrow.
Boom.
Sound good?
Let's do that.
Okay. So here's the question. What we're wondering, AI assistant, is in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, reading that passage, what are some maybe two questions that we should consider as followers of Jesus that we can discuss together based on 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
Reading 2 Corinthians chapter 10, two thought-provoking questions for discussion among followers of Jesus might be, one, how can we apply Paul's approach of using spiritual weapons rather than worldly ones to overcome challenges and conflicts in our lives today? Two, in what ways can we ensure that we are boasting in the Lord and giving credit to God's power working through us instead of seeking personal glory? These questions encourage reflection on personal faith and the practical application of spiritual principles in daily life.
Those are pretty good questions.
Yeah, they are.
I think we should take the second one.
Agreed.
Which is, because we kind of hit a little bit, the one already about spiritual weapons.
Yeah, you and Vicky did.
Yeah.
So, and I'll be speaking on it this Sunday.
Right. So in what ways can we ensure we are boasting in the Lord and giving God credit and his power credit of working through us and our authority coming from him rather than seeking personal glory?
Well, first of all, can I just say I love Paul's reluctance to have to list his resume.
His credentials.
His credentials, all of the things that, you know, he's earned, he's put work into, you know, if they have doctorates back then, he's got a couple of them and he has been,
and they're not honorary.
No, they're not
they
the fake
too
ones.
Too legit to quit.
He earned them.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I would take an honorary one.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I mean, this guy went through the ringer.
He really did. And then in addition, he went through all of the stuff that he's been through on behalf of Jesus and sharing the good news, the dangerous situations he's put himself in order to do that. And so he hates having to do this, obviously, and yet it's necessary. He's kind of been painted into a corner. So I totally believe him and appreciate his posture in doing it. But then when he goes about doing it, it's going to have the effect of the Corinthians going, oh, you're so right. Why? How could we even have questioned, right?
Yeah.
And that's the sense on us, I think, is we're like, holy smokes, look at what this guy didn't want to have to talk about, but was only too happy to endure because the mission demanded it, because the purpose was too good to not go through all of those things. And so that then, I think, leads to the things that we boast about, the things that probably bring the Lord most glory are, in fact, our weaknesses, are, in fact, the things that we have endured because Jesus is worth it. Mm. And that reflects well on who Jesus is, his goodness, his dependability, his presence. And so every pain, every struggle that we end up facing becomes part of that rich tapestry of reflecting God's power and grace in our lives.
That's a really good answer, Toms.
Thanks. I stole it from ChatGPT. I just read it.
No, but I think it's good. I mean, it reminds me, and it goes with the whole theme of 2 Corinthians, which is in our weakness, you know, we reveal God's strength. We reveal our strength from God in our weakness. And mm-hmm. so from that place of weakness, which the Corinthians, when they saw Paul, they did think a lot of those sufferings and persecutions and things were actually weaknesses. Mm-hmm. We look at those things nowadays and we think honorable, strong, disciplined, devoted.
Mm-hmm.
But for them, they were ashamed of some of those things,
right?
The beatings, the jailings. And yeah. he takes them and he turns them around. It's like Jesus, when he's resurrected and he has in his side the place where the blade went in and in his hands where the nails pierced his hands. And he showed those to Thomas to say, hey, it's me. I'm alive. And I always wondered, like, why when Jesus received his resurrection body, why does he still have those scars?
Mm-hmm.
And in some ways, it kind of reminds me a little yep. bit of that, what you're saying, like
yep.
the weaknesses, the struggles, the difficulties, and yet those things reveal the glory of God, the strength of God, the presence of God, the final victory of God, and God being with us in the most difficult times is definitely something to boast about.
And we have the benefit of centuries of Christian thought and living and inheriting the practices of Jesus to be informed then and to see those things as truly beautiful and good yeah. things. And for these first century believers, again, this is so new to the whole world's philosophies. Like, we still have these things going on in terms of we are still awestruck and starstruck by celebrity, by beautiful people, by how many likes you have on social. Like, that still captivates our awe. And yet, because of the pattern of Jesus likeness and those scars, we have this now understanding that, oh, those scars are actually beautiful things because they represent God's power and healing and presence in our life.
Yeah. That's good. So let's ask ChatGPT the final question that she asked us.
Yeah.
And I want to see her response.
Yeah.
All right. So
let's see if Sky is actually a Christian based on her response.
All right. So in what ways can we ensure that our boasting is in the Lord instead of promoting ourselves? Give me a couple of practical things.
You got to be specific with chat.
Our boasting is in the Lord instead of promoting ourselves. Here are a couple of practical steps. One, gratitude. Regularly acknowledge and express gratitude for your achievements and blessings as gifts from God, rather than solely the result of your own efforts. This could be through prayer, journaling, or sharing testimonies with others. Two, service. Focus on serving others and lifting them up. When you achieve something, use it as an opportunity to highlight how it can benefit or serve others.
That was actually, those were better responses than ours.
They were. Come on, Sky, you're showing us up.
We've just lost
our jobs.
I feel stupid.
To AI.
Yeah, exactly. But who's programming AI? That's the question.
Brad Zimmerman
is. So seriously, though, I think it is a great challenge today to consider, how do our lives point to Jesus? How do we rely on Jesus so that in our weakness, people recognize the strength of who he is and boasting in him? So,
And that's going to, yeah, I think as Sky pointed out, it really, that character is going to be shaped by spending time with Jesus.
Yeah.
And people will be able to see that.
Right. Well, let me pray. God, thanks for this time together. Thank you for the fact that you meet us in weakness and in need. And in that place, you strengthen us, you help us so that we might be able to give you glory, and that you just reveal that you love us. So for those today who just feel weak, who feel like things are not going as they'd like it to go, God, would you meet them there? Would you strengthen them? Would you help them, comfort them, so that we can all boast in you? In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.